Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Shaw. Here's our man, B.B. Shea, in here.
What's up?
And I see you're clean-shaven
today. Clean-shaven today, man.
Ready for the CPAP machine.
Prepping for it.
I love it.
I'm excited about it.
Did Biggie hear this update, B.B. Shea?
No. Are you approved? Are you getting one?
Yeah, so apparently I have severe sleep apnea.
Ooh. Yep. Let's play high low on B.B. Shea's oxygen
number. Oh, that's right. Now, you told us last week.
Yes.
Now, don't say a word. Okay. Write down on a piece of paper, and then I'll do higher or lower. And this is how many times you were without oxygen during an hour. Is that right?
Like how many times you woke
up? So there's how many times I stopped breathing and then the oxygen level.
Okay, let's do how many times you stopped breathing in an hour. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the oxygen number, too.
We'll do both. All right. We'll do high, low for Biggie. All right, and see how quickly he can
get it. Can he do it in 10 seconds?
Exactly. I don't know that he can. Let's see. We have them now. All right, first we have, let's do the how many times he stopped breathing in 1 hour. Biggie, are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, go.
38.
Higher.
42.
Higher.
48.
Higher.
57.
Higher.
70.
Higher.
81.
Higher.
92.
Lower.
90.
Lower.
88.
Lower.
85.
Higher.
86.
Yes. Good job.
In an hour? I mean, that's...
I'm not even breathing, dude. I told the person, how does that add up? That makes no sense.
Great job. That's...
Yeah.
That brought it.
So much.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's no oxygen to the brain.
No oxygen to the brain. Some of your opinions. Some of your takes. Yeah. Your hot takes.
It explains that whole year of podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Let's get his oxygen level. Oxygen level.
Ideal. Perfect is 100?
Yes. Perfect is...
Perfect is 100.
Works at 100.
Most people are around the 95, 96.
While he sleeps, his oxygen level is... Go!
88.
Lower.
84.
Lower.
78.
Lower.
70.
Lower.
65.
Lower.
60.
Lower.
No. 55.
Lower.
50.
Lower.
40.
Higher.
45.
Higher.
46.
Higher.
47.
There we go. Good job.
Good job. Oh my God, man. That is... I mean, that is dead.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they've told me in the hospital, when mine got to 88, they were freaking out.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. Yeah. Ah, you're fine. Look at you.
Look
you're
at
fine.
Me, dude.
I got a friend who did 46.
You think this
no
is...
No one's done 46.
Ned didn't even think... I mean, seriously.
No, it could go that low.
That is terrifying.
We ain't seen this before.
No.
My God. All right. Well, I'm glad you're good with numbers. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when will your new mask arrive?
So I'm going to pay for it this week. I hope by the end of the week.
Okay.
I hope to get it this week.
You'll be sleeping well.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited.
By this time next year, you'll be a new man.
I know, right?
Even before that, even. Okay, let's get some players here. Now, you all are going to be guessing celebrity ages. Today, we have a singer, two actors, a director, and a quarterback. Mm. All right? A singer, two actors, a director, and a quarterback, all having birthdays either today or this week. They'll try to guess the ages. John, would you like Biggie to play for you, B.B. Shea, or Chris Dim?
Chris Dim, please.
Christopher Dim will be the player for John. Now, we have Jeff. Jeff, you can have either Biggie or B.B. Shea playing for you. Who would you like?
I'll take Mr. Biggie.
Mr. Biggie back in the chair today, and that means that Danny B.B. Shea will be playing for you. Are you good with that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good luck to each of you. I'll give you the celebrity. You guess how old the celebrity is turning either today or this week. If you're within 5 years, that's 5 points. At the end of the game, we add the points, and the low score is the winner. Britney Spears. Oh, Britney Jean Spears is an American singer and dancer. Often she's referred to as the Princess of Pop. I've never heard that. But okay. She influenced and revived teen pop during her time in the spotlight, selling more than 150 million records worldwide. One of the best-selling music artists of all time. She's won a Grammy. She's won 15 Guinness World Records for performances and concerts. And she's won 6 MTV Video Music Awards. Britney Spears.
What's her best song?
This one, probably.
You like this one?
Yeah.
Baby, hit me, baby, one more time.
The first one?
Yeah.
And Oops, I Did It Again was the second.
I love that song, Toxic.
Toxic.
That's a great song, too.
That's right. We have that one, too. Now, she's had some trouble since. Baby, one more time. You know that. I had the conservatorship, which she's now out of. She's had run-ins here and there. Dated Justin Timberlake. There goes that famously. She has also won the inaugural Radio Disney Icon Award and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Miss Britney Spears. Biggie, her age.
No, she's around my age. I think maybe a little bit older. I said 42.
Kristen.
41?
B.B. Shea.
I said 43.
One of you has it exactly right. It's the newcomer to the game, B.B. Shea. She's 43 today, and that means the score is a perfecto for B.B. Shea, 0.
So how old was she when the first song hit?
Like 16, 15 or 16? Yeah, very young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I believe that's correct.
Well, because looking back at that video, it kind of gets critiqued now as being, you know, you shouldn't have dressed a 15-year-old that
like
way.
Like she dressed.
Like a schoolgirl?
That's right. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, and dancing like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right. God, that's
that's one of the. It's a tale as old as time in showbiz.
It's true. Okay, 0 points for B.B. Shea, 1 for Biggie, 2 for Chris Dim. Anybody's game. Happy birthday to actor Ben Stiller. Here he is from Meet the Parents.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
That's one of the classic scenes. Then.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
That's another classic scene from that movie. There are many. He's also, of course, been in other great movies as well, including There's Something About Mary, which I think really may have put him on the map. Dodgeball, a true underdog story. Along Came Polly. Tower Heist. He's a voice in the Madagascar franchise. Night at the Museum. Tropic Thunder is phenomenal.
Yeah. What a performance. Yeah.
God,
yes. Everybody involved in that movie
my God.
Was superb.
Well, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
That's what he should got the Oscar for.
He got nominated,
yeah,
I believe.
He should have won that one. Ben Stiller. Son of actors and comedians as well, Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira. Member of a group that was known as the Frat Pack. I don't think that really took off, but he was known as that at that time. His movies have grossed more than $2.6 billion combined, Canada and the U.S. Ben Stiller. All familiar? All right, let's go over to Biggie. How old is he today, Biggie?
I'm going
to
say 59.
You are down by a point, Chris Dim.
I wrote 59.
And B.B. Shea.
58.
Two of you have it exactly right. He is 59 today. This game is tight. We have a score of 1 point for B.B. Shea, 1 point for Biggie, and 2 for Chris Dim. And we say happy birthday to current quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Charles Rodgers, former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, current quarterback of the New York Football Jets, suffered another loss yesterday. Regarded as among the greatest and most talented quarterbacks of all time, has the best regular season career passer rating of all time. A regular season career passing rating of over 100. He's the first ever to do that. Best touchdown to interception ratio of any quarterback all time. Lowest passing interception percentage in NFL history. In the postseason, a bit of a disappointment. His numbers have gone worse. He has won one Super Bowl and only played in one Super Bowl.
There was a time, a couple of years, you know, when he was with the Packers, he could just put a ball anywhere he wanted to.
Most accurate I've ever seen at one time. I heard someone say, back when they were arguing, is Brady the best or Manning or Montana, probably 10 years ago, somebody said, well, really the best ever is Rodgers because he can put the ball wherever he wants. Now, he's not as good as he used to be, that's for sure. Is he going to play next year?
Yes. I feel like he's got one more year.
For the
year.
Jets?
Yeah, probably.
You think they'll bring him back?
One more year.
It's been a disaster.
They'll probably bring him in to mentor a young quarterback. They'll draft one.
They'll get a high
rank. They'll draft one.
But it's been rough there. Yeah. That injury hurt him. And
think he's going to like that?
Probably not, but...
He doesn't tend to, does he? He's tried that before. Well,
yeah. Prickly.
Yeah.
He has said if he comes back, he'd like to stay at the Jets.
Yeah.
So.
He wants to play. I think they'll move on from him, but I think somebody else will pick him up. We'll see. All right. How old is he today, Biggie?
39.
Tied for the lead here. Biggie says 39. Chris Dim.
I thought he was older. I said 42.
And B.B. Shea.
I put milestone 40.
41 today.
Wow.
None of you have it. It's very close. B.B. Shea back to the lead. 2 points for B.B. Shea. 3 for Biggie. 3 for Chris Dim. We have another actor on the board today from The Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco. We have a scene.
You know I believe in ghosts, too.
Great.
And astrology.
I know.
And pyramid power and healing crystals.
Oh, no. Crystals don't work.
Really? That's the line? psychics are real, but crystals are voodoo?
Oh, voodoo is real. You don't want to mess with voodoo.
Kaylee Cuoco, who has not only been in The Big Bang Theory, but also 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, and The Flight Attendant on HBO Max. That one earned her nominations, by the way, Primetime Emmy Awards and Golden Globe Awards, but she did not win. She was in Charmed and title role in the animated Harley Quinn series. Still in that, by the way.
She's a voice, yeah.
Been in a few movies as well. The Wedding Ringer, Growing Up Brady. These go on and on. But she has mostly known for The Big Bang Theory, I think. Kaylee Cuoco. You ever watch The Big Bang Theory?
Hate it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I never watch it, but when I do, I find it funny. You don't.
No, I never. I try to. I just never got into it. Never watched it.
Mm. Yeah, it's just on in the background sometimes. Yeah. You ever watch Mom?
Never watched Mom either.
Mom's a funny show.
I love Mom. Allison Janney, one of my greats. Mm. I think that's a great show. Okay. Kaylee Cuoco. Writing it down now. All right. It's tight. Biggie, you're down by 1 point. How old is she?
Well, I wrote one number and then made her older, so I don't know. 44.
You wrote one number and made her older. Chris Dim.
41?
Baby Shay.
I put 38. 39.
Wow, I screwed myself.
Nine today.
Wow. Screwed myself.
39. You screwed yourself. You screwed yourself.
I wrote down 40 and changed.
Oh, yeah, you've been there. That's it. Okay, this typically happens. You have a lead.
Yeah,
but
it's about that time.
Here comes the older folks come to the game here late. All right, the score is 5 points, or excuse me, 3 points for Bibi Shay, 5 for Chris Dim, 8 for Big E, director Woody Allen. All right?
The Woodman.
He's good also God. An actor. He's in a scene in Crimes and Misdemeanors where he talks to his sister. She has been defecated on.
He got on top of me. I can't say it.
What? Tell me. What's so terrible?
He sat over me and went to the bathroom.
Oh, that's so disgusting. Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Then he went home and told his wife what his sister had told him.
A strange man defecated on my sister.
Why?
Is there any reason I could give you that would answer that satisfactorily?
That's one of his best movies. It really is. That is a fantastic movie. That is Crimes and Misdemeanors. Of course, he's done other huge movies like Bananas, Take the Money and Run, Manhattan, Hannah and Her Sisters. He's won Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay. Annie Hall is the one that's done best there. Won a lot of awards for that. Woody Allen, married at one point to Mia Farrow. Okay, Biggie.
Ugly.
Horrible breakup.
Bad breakup. That's right. How old is he today?
88.
Down by 5. Oh, Chris Dim.
83.
BB Shay.
94.
He is 89 today. BB Shay, you hold on and win by one. Oh. It's a 1 point win. 8 for BB Shay, 9 for Biggie, 11 for Chris Dim. 89. Good get. That's good.
Wow.
Whoo, 89. Still working, I believe. I think he still does some stuff, doesn't he?
Does he? I don't know. I thought he was kind of in the shadows.
He just directed another movie.
He did. I think he's still doing it. He's still doing it.